This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James.
Oh, what a rich episode of Encouraging Prayer we have for you today. It's the first in a series of Finding Peace Through Prayer. So, James, you have a new book coming out with a similar title. You know, at the risk of sounding like an infomercial, why don't you tell us more about that?
Are operators standing by?
I hope so, yeah. But no, they're not. But tell us about the book anyhow.
Well, so many people struggle with anxiety today, and so many Christians struggle with it. And Jesus never intended it to be that way. When He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, I do not give to you as the world gives, so do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid," he wasn't just playing with words. You know, he was telling us about something He really wants to give us, this gift. And because it's His gift, it's perfect. The peace that Jesus gives is heartfelt and beautiful. But like any gift, we have to receive it. And that means that we have to open our hearts and our lives and our minds in order to let it in. And that's really what this book is about.
And I understand the book has received some amazing endorsements, really.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. A guy I know named Robbie Dillmore called it a must-read. Steve Brown from Key Life said he was going to reread it often, and Jim Cimbala from the Brooklyn Tabernacle said it points the way to a fresh discovery of the peace God has promised. And my friend Amy Boucher-Pye, a writer who lives in Britain, said that it was like receiving a hug from a safe and caring pastor. I like that one, too.
Well, I mean, you are one. It really is. It really, really is, in my opinion, a must read. I mean, I can tell you that idea of peace that Jesus leaves with us, you can't get enough of it. And there's some little piece of heaven, in my opinion, in being able to take all that book in. So, you know, where can these books be found, James?
Well, it's on Amazon or at christianbook.com, you know, and anywhere books are sold. But now we are sounding like an infomercial. when I came home this past week from the trip to California, there were boxes of it waiting for me. So it's going to be out there any day now. And even if you have to pre-order it on Amazon or wherever, they'll have it any day now, so it'll get there quickly.
So just look for Peace Through Prayer by James Banks.
That's right. And let's talk about this topic of peace through prayer, because an important part of receiving it when we pray is recognizing that God really is near, you know, that Jesus really is Emmanuel, God with us in the most difficult circumstances. And that's important, because when you go through something like the loss of a friend or family member, it can seem like God is far away, but He really is near.
Oh, yeah. And you lost both a family member and a dear, dear friend in the past 2 weeks, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. My sister, whom I was very close to, went to be with the Lord a little over a week ago, as we mentioned on our last episode. And today, I got a word that one of my closest childhood friends, Ivan Huff, who had a slow-moving form of ALS, also died. I mean, we were buddies going back to elementary school and had competing high schools, you know, but a dear friend.
Wow. I'm so sorry. It really has been a challenging time.
Yeah, but both my sister and Ivan really were faithful believers. Ivan was also an author, and even though he could only communicate through his eye movements, that was the amazing thing. He had this special software that enabled him to do that. And every week I'd get an email from him asking how he could pray for me.
Wow. That's amazing. And talk about peace through prayer. I mean, he really, you know, certainly had to be at peace in order to be able to do that.
Yeah. And that's why I want to zero in on this, because that's the strength Jesus gives when we're up against incredible odds. He really is there for us. And I can't imagine what people who do not know him go through when they face their own mortality and, you know, that of those that they love. But as a pastor, I've seen it. You know, I've seen the difference in the feeling in the room between a funeral where someone has really known Jesus and you know, that family that has hope, and one where there's no faith or hope. You know, that difference in the room is palpable. So this isn't just words when Jesus talks about his peace, or when he says, blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. He really is able to give us that comfort and that peace. And when we're reaching for it in a difficult time, it's important to remember Jesus' words that he does not give like the world gives. You know, everything in the world changes around us, but he's still there, and he's good.
Yeah, it makes me think of Peter's words to Jesus when others were walking away from him, when Jesus said, you don't want to leave me too, do you? And Peter said, Lord, where could we go? I mean, you alone have the words of eternal life.
Yeah, and he does. And that's what really gives us peace. We can rest in him and find strength in him. And it may sound funny, but an important part of receiving his peace in a difficult time is just loving him.
So, James, explain, you know, what you mean by that.
Yeah, because it could sound like a cliche otherwise. Just think about Job. You know, Job loses everything, his family, his wealth, but what he doesn't lose are friends who are judgmental, you know, thinking Job must have done something to make God angry, or a wife who tells him, why don't you curse God and die?
Not exactly encouraging words.
Yeah, not at all. But Job says, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what you see in that is someone who can say, everything good in my life comes from God. I wouldn't even know life if not for him. He is good, and I know that, so I'm going to praise him anyhow. It's this kind of defiant praise. Even in the most difficult times, we can go to him, and here's a simple prayer that might help. Lord, I love you. I trust you. And even though I don't understand it all, I receive your peace.
Well, James, why don't you wrap up things today by praying with all of us about that?
I'd be honored to do it. Lord, we do love you, and we thank you that your ways are perfect, and even when we don't understand them, you can be trusted. Jesus, we praise you for the peace that you offer us. We ask that you just help us to live into this more and more. And we thank you. We thank you that you will be with me. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.